I think like 1.5 times more energy than it receives from the sun.
That is a wild number.
Yeah. It's...
But really cool. I mean, it makes sense, especially in the context of all those conversations I've had with people studying data about the moons of Jupiter. Just the idea that the Jupiter itself was so bright, it might have impacted the way that some of these moons formed is so cool.
It's a big one.
Right.
I don't know whether you know that, but I'm a professional. Trust me, it's big.
But trying to do that kind of calculation where you're trying to figure out how warm the inside of a planet or a star is, knowing that we're never going to be able to drill down in there. Like, there is so much that goes into that calculation.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, yeah, I guess so.
Or I guess technically it's hot.
Okay, that was so great. We should finish with that.
I know, right? 100 episodes.
And as they finish with that, I'm going to finish with Planetary Radio for today, December 18th. And what we heard was the remembering of the 100 episodes of Exploration in Space. Next week, during this time frame, what do I have lined up for you? I've got Bill Nye, the science guy, with Neil deGrasse Tyson having a conversation for Planetary Radio for next week. Up next is Saxine. But before we get to that, let me make sure I've got everything all queued up for you. And let me get going with some of this and some of that. Yep, okay, there we go. Now I got Nuthatch playing in the background, which is from the band Tumble off of their CD Waves, which we have here in our currents. And it is 9 o'clock. You are listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, streaming on the web at kdvs.org. Freeform, listener-supported radio. For joining me today as I explore the sounds which make up our Sacramento indie scene, a show where, for the next 30 minutes-ish, I plan on sharing with you who they are, what they sound like, and how they can be seen. But before we dive into Saxine this week, I'd like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And with that said, looking at what I have lined up for Saxine today, or a couple shows that are going on around the towns for this coming weekend, and some things a little bit further out in the future with some people releasing some new music in the area. So without further ado, let me stop that, bring it over to there. And let me get the music started for you. One moment, please, as I flip things around.
Heavy lips, no words won't come. Stuck in my belly, somewhere, a place I've forgotten my name. And they still thank you.
saw other Sundays become so familiar, and I'm pretending it's real when it's not. I pick up the pieces. Break it apart.
waste, and now you're fucked, it's all a waste. They won't look in your face. No, I won't go. My mind's sold, but I did what's forbidden.
All right, I'm going to slide back in here, lower the music right there, and catch us up on what we have been listening to. Just heard from the Big Poppies. That song is Resist, the radio-friendly version, and it was released back in November 2028. Yeah, 2018. There we go. On their Taste Awaits album. And prior to that, we had Park Street Riot with their song Treat Me Like off their debut album, which was released back in March of 2019, called Park Street Riot, self-titled. Both of these bands are going to be teaming up for something. They will be doing something this Friday, December 20th, from 9 p.m. until closing time at a 21 and over venue here in Sacramento. That would be at the Torch Club. There is, as I said, 21 and over for the venue. Starts at 9 o'clock, goes until closing time. And if you've been to the Torch Club or not in the past, there is Coin of the Realm required to get in through the door there if you do want to go and enjoy the music there. And if you do decide to do that, if you could do me the favor, please, this is not a call to action, but there's a gentleman that works the front door there at the Torch Club, kind of a stocky individual. I believe his name is Jameson. So if you can let Jameson know that the Muse just says hello and that he should enjoy his evening there at the Torch. If you do that, thanks. If you don't, thanks. It doesn't matter. We started off at the top of this hour with something from Pomegranate Sunday off of their Cedar release. The song is called Saltwater Sunday, and this is a song off their July 12th, 2024 release. And just to give you an idea of what they sound like, and if you would like to check them out live, they will be having a holiday show starting at 5 p.m. going till about 8 p.m. this Friday, December 20th, over at Lucid Winery. Let's see, where's my PSA for now? Public service announcement. Give me a second, please. I'm sorry, I got myself lost in the moment. Oh, yeah. I'll just play this for you right now.
Are you interested in sponsoring this or any other hour of KDVS programming? If you or your business would like to know more about sponsoring KDVS programming, you can contact the KDVS Underwriting Department at underwriting@kdvs.org.
Yes, and I'd like to say you do not need to be a business with an EIN. So you may be an individual, a band, or organization, which I guess some people might call a business since they might be doing business. Let me get back to some more music for you here on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM and streaming on the web at kdvs.org. You are listening to Sac Scene for your Wednesday morning here on KDVS Davis.
Mm-hmm. portrait of another like the other wants to see. Turning the pages while the faces all are turning.
We'll be right back.
All right, slide that down as I slide in here and catch us up with what we have just been listening to. That was Super Common in their song Not Done. That is from their February 2022 album release called Best to Tap. Prior to that was Arson Wales. Yes, you heard that right. Arson Wales. And their song Grey Dorian off of their Galapagos release. This is the third song off of their July 2023 album by the name of Galactopus, which I guess I already said. These two bands will be teaming up together on December 21st, 2024 from 8 p.m. until 11 p.m. if you so dug their music. They'll be at the Green Room Social Club, which is located in Placerville. If you'd like to know the address, it is 251 Main Street. And for more information about this particular show, because I believe it is a 21 and over, but I think you should check that for yourself, you can check out Club Green Room.com. Yes, Club Green Room, one word, clubgreenroom.com. For more information about this show that will be happening there on December 21st from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. with Super Common and Arson Wales, both Sacramento-based bands. I've got one last thing for you from the Band of Goats, You Can't Hide, brand new release from them, November 20, 2024, and I will be back. Well, no, you know, I'll let you know ahead of time. On January 11th, they're going to be doing a thing from 8:30 to 10:30, and you can find them over at the Silver Lining in Sacramento, and I would go to the Silver Lining to purchase tickets if you so do choose want to go do this thing. They'll also be playing in February on the 22nd. They'll be doing something in Rancho Cordova at the Roots of Happiness. And that will be on February 22nd. Let me get back to some more music because I got a phone call coming on. So, caller, please hang for a moment as I get Band of Goats up and ready for it. that down just a little bit for you, because I would like to thank you for joining me for another edition of Sax Scene this week, featuring artists from our Sacramento independent music scene, what they sound like and how they can be seen, as featured here on the KDVS event calendar. Event calendar, which is shared three times daily during the 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and 3 p.m. hour, brought to you by the volunteer staff of KDVS Davis. If you would like to sponsor this or any other show on KDVS Davis, you may contact our fundraising and underwriting director at fundraising@kdvs.org. Or, yeah, and you don't need to be a business if you would like to be part of that. And thank you to Shelly for giving me a call. Sorry I couldn't take your request, but it will be built in. Positioning into the Earworm's Garden momentarily, where my guest today is Beard Picker. And to give you a layout for the rest of the morning, we will be doing this until 10:30, 10:30 till about 10:45. We'll be having some more music. Maybe Beard Picker will hang out with us a little bit more or not. It all depends. And other than that, at 10:45, we're going to roll into the women's basketball game for UC Davis, and that will carry us through Democracy Now! As well. So if you are banking on Democracy Now! Today, I am sorry, it will not be broadcasted. It will be preempted by the women's UC Davis basketball game. Oh, I guess that does for the Earworm's Garden. All right, we are now live with hot mics in the studio. It's cool. You guys can still chatter back there. I've got Beard Picker in with probably his number one fan, maybe number two. Number one? Okay. All right. There we go. And you are listening to KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM, streaming on the web at kdvs.org, freeform radio for Northern California. Welcome to the Earworm's Garden, where we dig into our independent music scene. Whoop, better turn that down so I'm not yelling. Welcome to the Earworm's Garden, where we dig into our independent music scene by visiting with the people who create and support it. But before we get into our show today, I would like to let you know that the following views presented within this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Yes, Beard Picker, this is a public affairs show.
Gotcha.
Okay. And I am your host, Muse, and today I am joined by none other than Beard Picker, you are welcome. Grab that mic and bring it down just a little bit closer to your mouth. There we go. So, Beard Picker, this is what they have written, and I've taken a little bit of liberty to kind of like update it for as I'm speaking here. Okay. Beard Picker, the country music contractor. Mm. He's a California-born construction worker who cuts tracks and pays for them by swinging a hammer. Yeah, I think exactly. Most musicians have a day job so they can feed this habit.
You're gonna need one.
You are. Yes, we are. He writes songs that blue-collar folks resonate with about long hours and short pay. His dream is to release a song that goes big enough to pay off his house so he and his wife, a.k.a. number one fan, can hit the road in a Winnebago and play music. Correct. He's released two EPs thus far this year in 2024. Where was it? Oh, Safety Meeting Sessions, which is done with a full band, which I have a copy here in our studio. Yes, and a self-produced record called Laid Off, focused around the fun and struggles of blue-collar worker.
Yep, that one actually isn't out yet, but it's coming out soon.
Okay, I thought,
We're putting the finishing touches on that one.
The finishing touches on this, on Laid Off. Okay, very cool. Well, that's all I have. No, I'm just joking. Nick, you want to give an, I'm sorry, Beard Picker, would you like to give an origin story to how this all came about and when you decided that you were going to pick up this kind of genre and put on this kind of show for people?
Sure.
Peop-